Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems, too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hi, it's Friday, and what's on the schedule on Fridays?
Oh, we lube it up, bend it over, stick it out, and then push it in, because today is Fisting Friday.
Ayo! I just took my meds. They'll kick in. We're hoping that you're excited to get fisted, and if you're not ready to get fisted, that tells us that maybe you haven't been adequately prepared, which is listening to the But Am I Watching episode of Barbie, because we are reading the results of who you thought was wrong in all of the conversations we had in that episode.
And this came out a couple weeks ago, so you've had time.
Yeah, you've had time. But like, you might need to like re-lube it up. And if you do, that's okay. You know, slow and steady wins the race.
All right.
I'm tapping so much. Oh, there it is. Did you like how I made this one like the pink version of the other ones?
Of course I did. It's perfect.
So this is who is wrong for But Am I Watching Barbie, the movie.
First up is me. And I said there's too many feet. 24% said that I was wrong. 76% said that I was not wrong. And when I voted, it had been up a couple hours, and this was completely flipped. So thank you for everyone that pulled forward and kept your feet nestled cozily in some Bombas socks and came through. I wish. And came really through does. And said that the majority that I was not wrong.
I do love the people like fighting for their lives in the response, in the like in the messages being like, I don't have a foot fetish. I just like didn't think there was that much. I'm like, I just love the defending of it. And I'm like, nobody said you had a foot fetish. That's fine. Right. Someone said, I honestly didn't notice that much feet. I'm foot neutral, but I think the feet content attracted so many people. So all the more for Barbie lovers, which I agree with that one where I'm like, you need to pander to the audience that you know is out there. Like, I think that's fine. Get those asses in those seats. Get them feet out of them shoes.
Someone said, not that I have a foot fetish. I don't know what this spelling is, but French. I don't know.
I like it.
But it did. I don't know if you meant did or didn't. It says I'm reading verbatim, but it did bother me at all.
I think it meant didn't.
I think so, too. And I also just want to say that the actual shots that Megan is showing are the actual feet from the movie.
Yeah. I took some. I made sure of that. I wanted to be
accurate.
Text accurate. Mm-hmm. Then we have me when I said the only thing missing was Trixie Mattel. There is a spelling error in here, everybody. And I said Wallace. Well, it was Twixie Mateo. And 7% said I was wrong. 93% said I was not wrong. And most of you agreed in the messages as well. I will say I have since watched what I forget which video it was of Trixie's. But they were talking about the Barbie movie. I don't remember who they were with. It might have actually been they did it with Matt Rogers. And Trixie was like, don't come for me, but they should. She was like, I didn't like love it that much. It was kind of just like Elf. Like, I think Elf is a better version of Barbie. And I was like, and I'm glad you're no longer in the film. Like, I love you, Trixie, but no, and that's fine. You can think that and you can say that, but I need everyone in this movie. In most movies, I don't need everybody to like bleed out for what they're doing and love what they're doing. Like, you don't need to die for your art. Like, mm-hmm. Rachel Zegler, if you do not like Snow White, I don't give a shit. And actually, I'm going to be championing you because people hate you on the internet. And now suddenly I'm your number one fan. I know nothing about this girl, but I must defend you to the ends of the earth because I do not like how other people are talking about you. But if someone was in the Barbie movie and they were like, yeah, like not that tight, I'd be like, actually, no, that's not okay with me. Like, I actually do need you to wholeheartedly stand by this entire film and production. This one's not a job for me. Like, this time it's personal. So okay. I think I'm okay with
Trixie. So we've had a change of heart. So yeah. If you were to vote today and this wasn't yours, what would you say?
I would say that I'm glad that Trixie Mattel is not in the movie because Trixie Mattel I also don't think wanted to be in the movie.
Great.
And that's fine. But she does look gorgeous in that photo.
Someone said Trixie would have been phenom.
She would have.
And someone said, first thing I thought when I saw the trailer. All right. And the next, writer number one, women that didn't like Barbie give me the ick. 12% said the writer is wrong. 88% said the writer is not wrong.
Someone said, at first I thought so too, but I talked to many who had valid points or just very different tastes. They would have mostly preferred a more serious tone. Which
what?
I just, I think like you can say like, oh, this movie is not for me. Like, I'm not going to see it. Like, I don't like comedy. I prefer black and white silent films. I'm a Charlie Chaplin girl. Like, whatever you want to say. Like, if you're like, this is like so far out of the realm, like you exclusively watch like horror fantasy. But I think like, I wonder if that's what they meant because I'm like wanting it to have a serious tone. I'm like, well, that's just a different movie. Like,
yeah, that's a different movie. And also like, that's not the tone of Barbie.
No, exactly. I'm like, that's just like Shawshank Redemption. That's just one of the really depressing movies where they, those John Green ones.
I bet that they'll love, because they've, you know, Mattel's got this overall movie slate that's coming out. They'll love the Barney horror film that will be released.
I know you're going to say like the Lena Dunham Polly Pocket. I go, God, maybe no. That will have a sad tone. Oh, someone about the Polly Pocket.
Yes. Yes.
This is a generational thing. So apparently this makes someone.
First of all,
this gap
we're part
us.
Of the same generation. Let's
generation
just say
is
that.
Not a. OK, sure. Technically, it's a term about numbers and, like, you know, a specific time. But, you know, we're part of a.
Different parts of the generation.
Yes. Yes. I think I screenshotted it. OK.
I got
listening
it.
To the bar. We got it at the same time. I'm listening to the Barbie movie episode right now and laughing at the Polly Pocket conversation. I just want to say, I think Megan was talking about the quote unquote newer Polly Pockets with the rubbery plastic clothes. And I feel like Melissa was talking about the OG Polly Pockets that came in the oyster shell and they were itsy bitsy. Just over here laughing at the idea of Melissa thinking Megan was jumping on those tiny Polly Pockets.
And that's exactly what I was, because you were really defending it. I was like, no. I'm not going to.
Yeah, choking hazard.
Really? But like those things were like the size of like just like the white part of your fingernail.
You're kidding
tip.
Me.
They were so small. And that's why I was like, how were you chewing on this without just eating it?
Well, I didn't even have glasses at that time. So at that time, like, it would have been a serious health risk for me.
It would have been half a piece of gum. Like, that's actually how small, insane. No, gums, not like long like sticks. Yes.
That's terrifying.
So that's why I was like.
Was not my experience. Oh, thank you to this person, because like I had no idea that there were like different like Polly Pocket went through different eras of like sizes of clothes.
It legit would fit in your pocket. That's why it was called Polly Pocket. And so it would have this little clamshell thing, and they're little tiny plastic figures. Like the clamshell itself would fit in your pocket, and then there were these little tiny plastic figures. And I'm sure it was because they were choking hazards that they but they were like little tiny things. And
that's
then
crazy.
It'd be like bopping around. And so I was very confused.
You know, I'm good.
So thank you.
Yeah.
To
we
this
could be
person.
Rest assured that the microplastics I've ingested are, it's less than we thought.
Okay.
So that's a little bit good. Someone said, this is me because I'm gay and I can't flirt my way out of the patriarchy. Also, why the fuck did Barbie apologize to Ken at the end for not letting him sleep over at her dream house? Like, what is the message here? She doesn't have to let him into the dream house. I don't want any Ken sleeping over my dream house. That ending just kind of soured an overall pretty fun movie. Like, did that mean Barbie was responsible for what Ken's did? It just made me sad. Not going to lie. Poor Barbie. You are so close. Like, your nose is right on the point of it. And that's, you know, that's what that is. Like, I think a lot of like, and I'm not calling this person conservative like whatsoever, but just like as a contrast, like there's a lot of conservatives who are like, oh, so Barbie, they just want to like expel all men. Like this is what feminists want. They want like men to be like gone from our world and like blah, blah, blah. And I was like, that's like just not it. And so like, this isn't a utopia. It's like,
yes,
this was created by men. Like this world and like Barbie exists in like this capitalist hellscape, which is white men ruling it. So like it even affects everything.
And also in Barbie land, like the Barbies created everything they had. The Kens have the same opportunities that Barbie has, but they depend on Barbie to do things for them instead of doing it themselves. And they're being expelled because they just went in and they took over what had already been built by Barbie and claimed it as their own and were trying to overthrow the government when they could just have their own thing.
Yeah. And then it's the whole point is that, yeah, like they do this horrible, awful thing and then still play victim and make women have to apologize and have to coddle the men in order to, and it's not like to like discount feminism or discount anything of the movie. It's like the patriarchy is a tool you also have to fucking use in order to dismantle the tool. You can't just ignore the tool, pretend it doesn't exist. And like, it's a tool that has to be used. And that's like, I think the coolest part of it is like the most human thing about her is that understanding and that sense of that becomes like just innate. And it's like, oh yeah, she's a human now. She's a human woman now.
Yes. And also because she's stereotypical Barbie, she doesn't have anything to work for as like the other Barbies do. So that's why she wants to be human. And then also the writer was talking about how that they're what was the exact same? Did they say they were queer or they were lesbian? I mean, the person that just wrote in. Okay. Talking about like being gay and flirting out. Stereotypical Barbie never flirts with Ken. She has no sexual desire towards him at all. And so I don't even, that was never like a message there.
Well, and I think specifically like without her going out into the real world, she would have never been able to have that reaction because the relationship that she had with, like she didn't see this the flirting your way out of the patriarchy is a tool. And so mm-hmm. like until she's in the real world, she then sees that tool there and is able to implement that back there for that.
Right.
But like the most you ever see her like being like showing him any sort of like affection or anything other than just like, this is a person who's just like standing in my vicinity is after. It's like, and then she has to teach all the other Barbies when they've got mm-hmm. all of the Kens and they're playing the card. They have to just like teach them all how to do that.
Gloria teaching than anything.
Yeah, it's like that's the human response to mm-hmm. it. So, and I think the cool thing about that is that like she doesn't even realize that she's also a victim of the patriarchy until she learns what the patriarchy is, which is mm-hmm. a universal experience for women. And then the whole thing is that Ken is also a victim of the patriarchy, and he doesn't know that until she teaches him about it, which is the most typical thing ever, is that men have created this system to oppress women. It also oppresses them. And then women have to tell them that it's also oppressing them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think like on paper, and as we said that like this is a movie that like you rewatch at different ages to like understand a lot more. But I think Greta did a really good job at like covertly being like, this isn't utopia. And I'm getting paid all this money to make this like big blockbuster film. And they might not notice, but like, if you get it, you get it. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Like this is going to fly under the radar for a lot of people. And then a lot of other people are going to be able to pick up exactly this critique. And
hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
In our live stream, our listeners are always recommending and talking about books. So we're so excited about Book of the Month because this is something that our listeners are going to love.
This is a brand that I've been familiar with for a long time. I like love watching people talk about it. I love seeing what books people are reading and like what books they have available. And I love everything about it. So I'm so excited for someone who like, you know, the ease of getting into a book, a lot of it can feel like really daunting. So to have like a service where it's like, you're going to get like high quality hardcover books, which that's my preferred way to read, at incredible prices, but also curated. So it's like amazing, cool, wonderful, great. This is, it's kind of like a straight shot into that, and something that book of the month you can do over and over and over again. And one of the great things about it is the longer you are part of the program, the cheaper the books get.
Book of the Month's mission is to help readers discover new books they love and promote the work of emerging authors. One of the amazing things about Book of the Month is that every aspect of Book of the Month experience is designed to be fun and special for readers. First of all, the books come in a bright blue box, which is very pretty. Me and Megan were just talking about them. There's also a fun app to pick your books and track reading progress. And as well, there are reading challenges and rewards.
And Book of the Month makes it really easy to decide what book to read next, which for me is like the biggest hurdle. I love when other people make choices for me, especially when they're good choices. And I'm like, cool, I can trust you. So each month, the editorial team reads through hundreds of new titles and they pick some of the best new books for you to choose from. All of the books are so good, you can't go wrong. And I mean that wholeheartedly. When we were picking like our selects for this, I was like, wait, this, I like all of them. This is hard. And I literally coordinated with Melissa and I was like, okay, so these are like my top ones. I'm assuming they will be yours. So don't pick the same one as me. So then we can swap afterwards. And that's what we did.
So we got The Ministry of Time by Killian Bradley. And we also received The Return of Ellie Black by Emiko Jean.
The Ministry of Time is like, people are calling it like, if you're a fan of Outlander and like spy novels or time traveling books, it's quoted from Town and Country saying it's really innovative, fun storytelling. The Ministry of Time is definitely for you, and listed as 45 of the must read books for spring 2024. And then Harper's Bazaar also said part time travel romance, part spy thriller, and 100% multifaceted joyride. When I tell you that, I was like, sold.
We're also excited about The Return of Ellie Black. And this one is about a missing girl who returns, but that isn't the end of the story. It's only the beginning. We both like a detective book. This one is 20 years since Detective Chelsea Calhoun's sister vanishes. Ever since, Chelsea has been searching for signs for closure for other missing girls. But happy endings are rare in Chelsea's line of work. Which, that sounds so intriguing. And I'm looking forward to reading this novel so much.
Can't wait. And we're so excited to usher in this new sponsor. And we know y'all are already going to love this. Plus, we've been recommended this so many times. Mm-hmm. So we've already got fans in you. Try the service yourself at bookofthemonth.com. And you can get your first book for $5 with code PETALS. That is your first book, $5 at bookofthemonth.com using code PETALS. Narrative that I have on feminism and capitalism and the intersection of that, which I think is really, really interesting. And it made me think a lot, even like after I left the movie. So
can't wait to watch it again.
Me too.
I want to watch it with my mom to get her thoughts on it.
I know. I want to talk to Matz's mom about it. And my sister-in-law hasn't seen it yet. And so I was like, we got to see it.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Writer number two, Barbie apologizing to Ken, but Ken did not apologize to Barbie. It was hard to watch. 9% said the writer is wrong. 91% said the writer is not wrong. Someone said hard watch, but accurate. Which, yes.
Then writer number three, America Ferrera's monologue wasn't revolutionary. 38% said the writer is wrong. 62% said the writer is not wrong. And most of the people that wrote in for this were basically like, yeah, but that was the point.
Yeah, like it wasn't meant to be. Someone said, I'm not going to say that exactly what she said was truly revolutionary, but I think for the older audience, aka boomers and Gen X, and some men who watched, they were able to gain a better understanding of why us as women fight so hard. I feel like as an audience, we were a reflection of the Barbies in the movie who had gotten so used to the patriarchy and the rule of men in our society that some people needed America's speech to snap them out of it and to push them towards change, just like the Barbies in the movie needed. Her speech wasn't the solution, but it was the start of people who've been in a fake happy La La Land to actually start pushing towards change.
Well said.
Very well said.
Someone said, it's not revolutionary, but I think it was for some men that have never considered that women go through things. And I think that was the point.
Yeah. I think that, and I just have to say, we love America Ferrera, but like, just to say it again, just kudos to her and like her talent for that. Because I think, again, like she portrayed it in a way that for a lot of other actors, and like she's been an activist her whole fucking life, her whole fucking career, that like they would have looked at that and delivered it in kind of like a, this is obvious, this is stupid, like kind of talking down to the Barbies in that way. But she delivered it in a way that was multi-generational and like multifaceted for so many people, and was able to make it really impactful, even for people who are like, knowing that she's stating the obvious, but like, her performance was like so intricate in the sense that like, I knew she was stating the obvious, but, and she knew, and she's telling me that she's stating the obvious, but not in a condescending way. And then for someone who's brand new information, she's not sharing it. She's sharing it like it's brand new information to her too. Like she's discovering it. And I just think like, she's just a phenomenal actress. God bless my America.
Someone said agree, but isn't that the whole point? You guys said it perfectly, that it was digestible and door opening and not feminist dog whistling. Wrong of the week, Alan is a deadbeat. 34% said Alan is a deadbeat. 66% said Alan is not a deadbeat. And so question. I guess y'all are okay with men leaving their wives, their pregnant wives. Okay.
Immaculate conception. There's a lot of questions up in the air there. My question, is this how Alan is normally spelled?
There's different spellings. A-L-L-A-N, A-L-L-E-N, or just A-L-E-N or A-L-A-N.
I was looking at, and I looked at, because I was like, to put it in. And then after the third time I fucking typed Alan, I was like, this doesn't look like a word anymore. And I looked it up and I saw so many different variations. And I didn't know if there was like one that is like Alan Core. But I now no longer look at this and see a name. I see just too many letters.
How if you pronounce it Alon?
That's what I mean. Like
which it probably is pronounced in a different dialect.
Anyway. I'm sure. Yeah.
Yes. There was a comment about that one. Alan is literally the only redeemable man in this movie because although he had some power when Ken took over, he was still just as disregarded as some of the Barbies were in the movie and in real life. And to that I say, more than Midge, all she got to do was wave the whole movie.
Dude, Midge was like a day player. Like, Midge caught hair and makeup one day, one outfit.
She had two.
Did she?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, yeah, she was at the beach and then she was at the party.
There you go. But like, yeah, Midge.
And I think there was she might have had three. There was an opening shot where they're just kind of passing by her. Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's waving in all three of those shots.
Well, I just love that they included Midge and it was like controversial, but like you'd include her, but like, not too much. Not too much. And then she goes, okay, we'll just save it for like the spot where we talk about it. It's like, okay, great. I see you. I think was that the only one? And then my Wrong of the Week nomination was the fact that the movie ended. 62% said it was the perfect length and 38% said should have been longer. And
everybody thought we were wrong this week. The majority thought both of us were wrong this week. I love the Barbie world stuff. Could have happily watched whatever they wanted to give.
I know. Someone said if it was any longer, my attention span would have combusted. See, that's fair. We all have like different hyperfixations of certain things. And when you give me something that is like so pretty and like meticulous in the background and there are moving parts, I can get lost in that for hours. It's the same reason why when I couldn't fall asleep, I used to put on videos of people who, this is pre-TikTok, people who would work at Cold Stone and they would just like set up a point and shoot camera there and then just record the stone slab of them doing it for hours, not edited. And I would be like, I hear the little doorbell, the little jingle, jingle. Someone's walking in and out. But a still photo or an ASMR? Nah, can't. My mind can't get stuck on that one. You and me, you writer, we are on the same fucking page. Yeah. That's how I feel about anything I like. More is more.
I think any character, even Midge and Alan included, give them a spinoff. Everyone.
Marvel can do it. They can. Yes. Come on.
Yeah.
I don't want another Barbie movie. Like, I don't want Barbie the sequel. I would love a Bratz movie, another Bratz movie. I would love that. That would be fun. Greta Gerwig could direct that. And it's like, hi, I'm the dolls for sluts that the Catholic girls were not allowed to have. And here I was at home with my Bratz doll motorcycle and then my Barbies that were too small to be riding on it with my Bratz dolls. You know, a Bratz doll head is like the size of three Barbie heads. Like, yes. So when you have them have conversations together, I was like, these girls have no idea. They don't. It's fine. They're just girlies. They're girly popping left, right, and center. They don't notice that. But I think that expanding on the world, like I would even take like a fucking video game, a computer game. Like, give me something like that. Yeah.
Oh, I used to have a CD-ROM Barbie game. So much fun.
Oh my! Did you ever play My Scene?
No, I was by that time that came around. I mean, technically I still could, but I was like.
I just want to say, unfortunately, you did miss out because as a fully grown adult right now, I would do anything to go back and play My Scene because you just would give these dolls makeovers. And there is one, Melissa, this is so funny. There's one specific I've told you this before. There's one specific thing where you give their hair, the highlights. And there were two different, when you were getting your braids done, there were two different ones. And I was like, there are two different Mycene hairstyles that with the color schemes, I think would look really good. Like that would have been, oh. And that girl who does her handmade, where she picks the colors.
Yeah.
Literally one of them is based off of a Mycene hair.
Cool.
And I think it's the one that we were talking about at the same time that was like kind of pinky, like, but it's like strawberry.
Oh. I think you sent it to me.
Yeah. And I was like, Mycene hair. So good.
I sit and watch 4 hours of soap operas every day. So every day. So that's my thing.
And she still hasn't watched any of the shows I've recommended.
Because I
watch.
Just keep adding
other, she keeps like, adding night, soap opera night, variants.
Yes, night like, soaps on.
Or things that you're like soap adjacent. And I'm like, oh my God. Okay, someone also said, I'd written in about the... Go ahead. I had written in about the lack of a Barbie song, and I fully agree with what you and Melissa said. I definitely just wanted something either later in the movie or music video that didn't just feel like the Barbies having a boogie at the start of the film. Loved this episode. Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. And like with love, the background dancers and not even the background dancers, all of the rest of the Barbies were dancers. That was like Greta, like her whole thing was like anyone who's in Barbie land is like dancer. And with
because
so
of the way
much,
they hold themselves,
yeah.
The way that Barbie walks.
Yeah. And it does counteract the fact that Greta didn't cast a lot of the major speaking roles to be people who are dancers or who can dance. And I would just like to say that I love a dance scene so much. I don't need it to be Margot Robbie. I don't need it to be the stars of the film. Give me the background dancers doing pirouettes. Like, give me that kind of a thing. And I do think in like movies, they're not gonna do that unless like the main actors are the ones like starring in the dance. That's why I do think like a side quest music video would have been amazing. I am excited to see the Margot Robbie's outfit for the Oscars. Like her Oscars campaigning outfits have been gorgeous. But I'm really excited to see what she wears on the red carpet because I have to say, I personally am gunning for Millennium Barbie ball gown. Like because she's done so many of the old iconic ones that like if she showed up, if the Oscars was before the holiday season, I would die if she showed up in like the like
holiday
gold
Barbie.
Fucking holiday one with a little like fur, what's that called? A stole or something?
Yes.
Or the muff,
yeah.
The what do you
the stole.
What's or the thing with your arms too? There's two different different holidays. A muffler? That's what your car is. You know what I'm talking about though, right?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
What is the point of that? Because you have to hold you have to hold them up the whole time.
Yeah, but think about posh women.
Oh yeah, they love back a pashmina. In the day. They love something that gives you warmth when you're only standing perfectly upright.
Yes. And they would have the stoles around under like 4 or 5 layers. And I'm like, that stole is just there for decoration. You're standing in New York City.
It's
called a muffler. It is called a muffler.
You know what is devastating? I'm currently looking at the holiday celebration Millennium Barbie that I had. You know what it's selling for on eBay right now?
$300?
$8,000.
Oh my gosh.
Melissa, she comes with a little ornament. That little ornament, I'm sure it's broken in half that I used to put on my tiny little tree.
Well,
but I gotta say, I loved playing. She was gorgeous. She was so pretty.
You're like strictly, why are these in boxes?
No, I know. I was like, there's not even a reality in which I would have saved something in like the fact that you lost lots of material possessions during moving. I lost lots of material possessions. From losing them or somebody stealing them. But then
they might have gotten $8,000.
No, but I was going to say, but at that point, the things that I am losing or have been taken by somebody else, they are not in pristine condition. They are like, they've been used. It's not like weird Barbie, but I didn't keep it in the box. But like, look how gorgeous she is.
I remember.
I am. Don't you think she should wear that? A full tiara. She just shows up to the Oscars in a full crown.
She should.
We hope you all enjoyed. Bye, Barbie.
Bye,
Barbie. we are discussing, we want to do more But Am I Watchings during this holiday time. Would you like to see holiday movies? What would you like us to watch and talk about so we can get together and discuss? Exactly. That's exactly it. So have a wonderful day, Barbie.
You too, Barbie. And what I was about to say, I'll say it offline.
Perfect.
Bye, Barbie.
Fantastic. Bye, Barbie.